we go over to the book of Galatians. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, this is the Apostle Paul, the Spirit of God, speaking through the Apostle Paul to the Galatians and to you and to me. A Gentile is just simply someone without God. Well, we're not Gentiles. No, we are not. So the apostle, this great apostle, is teaching all through this. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither of man, but by Jesus Christ, God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me in the churches of Galatia, grace be to you and peace. Now listen to that, grace. Grace is to the Gentiles. Shalom is to the Jew. That's worth an amen. I said, that's worth an amen.
Amen.
Man. Maybe I need to go back singing. I don't know. Verse 12, I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. So he begins to teach concerning Abraham and the faith of Abraham. So comes over, especially in this third chapter, foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ had been evidently set forth and crucified among you. This only would I learn of you, receive you of the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? By the laws of faith. We've already understood that now. Are you foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore has ministered to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. Even as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness, know you therefore that they which are of faith the same are the children of Abraham? The Scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that continues not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Now here it was, we saw that over there in the book of Hebrews. The law is not of faith, but the man that does them shall live in them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. That's Deuteronomy 21:23. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannuls it or adds thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, to thy seed, which is Christ. This I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it's no more a promise. But God gave it to Abraham by a promise. Wherefore then serves the law? It was added because of transgressions till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Jesus was the seed to whom it was promised. That's what started in the 17th chapter of Genesis. And Jesus was the seed of that promise. All of that was to get him in here and go from Babylon to the kingdom. Hallelujah. Change systems. Wherefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster, for you are all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. For as many as you have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is therefore neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Oh, glory to God. Faith is a spiritual force and it's not mental. This powerful, powerful thing. And it's good. So the first principle of this law, fundamentally, put it in your heart, then say it with your mouth. Mark 11:23, Romans 10:10, 2 Corinthians 4:13, Luke 6:43-45, Matthew 12:35-37, Mark 5:25-34, Matthew 21, Hebrews 10:23, find the promise. Now let's go back over there to the 11th chapter of Hebrews. I want to show you something else. And Hollywood got this all wrong. Verse 11, through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Amen. Therefore sprang there even of one, him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promise and having sent them afar off and being persecuted of them and so forth. And verse 15, and truly they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. Now, that reminds me of that dedication of this new land in what is now Virginia Beach by this little group of men led by Chaplain Hunt from England. And they made the cross out of the timbers of that ship. We're not going back. We're here to stay. All of them knew they'd never see their families again. But it was worth it. Well, I'm very glad that they did. Amen. Amen. And that's the way they were about this. Now, notice this. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that received the promise offered up his only begotten son. Now we see some powerful revelation here. Now here is God in covenant, knowing what Abram did not know. And he entered into a blood covenant with him. In the 15th chapter of Genesis, it was the blood of animals. But if you continue reading in the 17th, God told him, you will now circumcise the men as a sign of this covenant. So now here's the blood of a man in a blood covenant, not animals. The whole idea was from God, and it still is in the sacrifice of animals, the whole idea was, don't kill the man for his sin. I mean, take from me an animal. I'm not interested in death here. But now he has a covenant partner, and they're in this together. So, if his covenant partner was willing to offer up his only begotten son, then that bound God as his covenant partner. He could not refuse when Jesus one day would say, if there's any way, let this cup pass from me. And God just had to say, no. We have to go through with this. So that with Isaac was the type. Now, in the movies that I've seen, they say, No. He stopped at the bottom of the mountain, and he told the young man that was with him, the lad and I are going up yonder to make the sacrifice, and we will return. Yes. Yes. We will return. And now you see it here. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, and Isaac shall your seed be, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. He saw this in the Spirit. And he fully intended to see him raised up from those ashes. Amen. And he raised the knife. Well, that's all God wanted. And the angel stepped in. Stay your hand. And there was a ram caught in a thicket. Don't you love it? Yes. There he was all the time. The sacrifice was there. I've often wondered, whose ram was that? That belonged to somebody. I had one man say, well, I believe God created it for that moment. Well, that's a stretch. Because the ram was tangled. He was already there. Amen. Glory to God. So God made covenant with a man based on one thing. He would teach his children. Entered into covenant with him in order to make a stand that would come in that day and time when his only begotten son would be put on the altar. And Jesus accepted it. Nevertheless, not my will be done but yours. Well, now people have tried to pray that and tried to tack it on every prayer. That doesn't go on every prayer. That is a prayer of total dedication. Nevertheless, your will be done. You can come to a place where you settle it with God. There never has been a time since I was called to preach that I ever thought I wasn't. I don't know. I know other people have it, but you need to settle it once and for all. Settle it. I don't pray about that, about whether or not I'm called to preach. That day in that funny-looking little living room settled that between Glory and me. I mean, that was done. I'm just a preacher. That's it. And I used to be a pilot that preached. Well, God changed that. He said, when are you going to change your mind? Well, I wanted to be a pilot ever since I knew what an airplane was, but I had to make the change. And then I became a preacher that flies. I like that better. I had to learn the fundamentals of flying. And in World War II, I mean, they had a lot of young men that just came in from the country that didn't know anything. And you talk about starting at fundamentals. Gentlemen, this is an airplane. Really? That's the way they started. And this is a propeller. Well, they had to do that to get their attention on something that sounded so simple, because 5 minutes later, they're talking about things he never heard of before. This is an airplane. This is a propeller. This is the leading edge. This is the aileron. The aileron? What's that? Well, you only got around the one end of the wing. Now you're already into something you never heard of before, unless he'd already learned how to fly or something. Then they're using all kind of strange names. You got an aileron, an empennage. Do you know an airplane had an elevator? Well, yeah, it had to go up and down. It's called the horizontal, that the elevator is tied to the horizontal stabilizer. The vertical stabilizer, the rudder's tied to that. So when you pull back on the stick and the houses get smaller, you know it's working. And you push down this way and the houses get bigger. Now you're catching on. It's that simple. And I was so eager at the time. I knew a lot of that just by reading after it and so forth, but I didn't know the correct terminology. And sure enough, the day I soloed, they came up with something I never heard before in my life. August of 1961. And Meacham Field in Fort Worth, which there was no DFW, so Meacham was the Fort Worth Municipal Airport. And Dallas Love was over there in Dallas. But I soloed at 4:00 in the afternoon. Well, I trained early in the morning because the air was not rough and get hot. But then, I don't remember why I soloed them that afternoon, it was so long ago, but now all the traffic is there. Well, I'd just been doing my little thing in a little Cessna 150, 5523 Echo. And so, normally I'd turn left, I'd take off, and the turn around down, and 5523 Echo, touch and go. And so then I'd come around and touch and take off again. And this day, I did that. Man, I wanted that guy out of my airplane so bad. Just get out of here. Just go away. So I did my thing. And I took off. And I turned base, and I turned downwind, and I said, Cessna 5523 Echo, downwind, touch and go. Roger that, 23 Echo, your number 8 in the pattern of father, DC-3 just outside the outer marker. What? Now, the outer marker is part of the instrument landing system. I never heard of it. The outer marker is when you're coming in there and you come across that marker, and that's when you start downhill. I never heard of it. I thought, they got something painted on a barn out here or something? I don't know. I said, sir, this is my first solo. Oh, okay. Can you hold your heading? I said, yes, sir. Can you hold your altitude? Yes, sir. Well, just continue straight ahead, and I'll tell you when to turn bass. So I'm just motoring along there. He said, 2-3 echo, you see that DC-3 just off your left wing on final? No. Yes, sir. He said, wait until he passes under your wing and then turn bass. And I thought, well, that's cool. Because I couldn't hit him now if I'd just dive at him. Talk about fundamentals now. But you know, that little two-seat Cessna 150 flies exactly like a 747. Same principles. So I had to learn one step at a time. I finally learned what an outer marker was and how to use it. And a little bit at a time, and finally had an instrument rating and you know, all the whole thing. That's the way I started in faith. I didn't know anything about it. I watched Oral Roberts, and I listened to Kenneth Hagin, and had the privilege of having them both in the same room. Amazing. And there came a time that there was a situation. Everybody knows who Marcus Lamb and Don and Joni Lamb. Southwest Believers Convention. The place is full of people. And the Spirit of the Lord came on me at the offering time, and he said, give this entire offering tonight to Marcus and Joni. So I just announced it, and everybody went, what are we going to do? But it started that television network. Now, all of that has to do with fundamentals. But you have to be obedient, ready, on call. Amen.
What we saw through the pandemic that really ministered to me was we made a decision to call each and every one of the people that we had in our database. So whether they were a partner or a friend, we made a phone call to them at the onset of the pandemic to just pray a blessing over them for protection. So we prayed Psalm 91 over them, a couple other things, and just really wanted to let them know we were here for them, we were standing with them. And what really ministered to me through that was when we'd call our partners, the people that were really connected and had been feeding on the word through the years, they were not in fear. They were not concerned, and they were speaking words of faith and life back into us. It was an encouraging and really ministered to me to see, wow, because of them feeding on the word, they are living in victory. The Lord continued to show himself faithful and strong on behalf of KCM Canada. We're doing his work, and he's able to, it's his work, so he's going to fulfill the resources needed to get it done. And not only did we have record-breaking years, phone calls and contributions, but we were also able to grow our largest growth in the ministry's history in Canada. We started out with 19 staff at the beginning of the pandemic, and today we're at 30 people, and that's only through God. When many other ministries across Canada were pulling back and shutting down and really not knowing if they were going to exist afterwards, we experienced our largest growth. Although we were continuing to minister, it was also a time of planning for the future. And it was a time for us to just reassess and realize how we wanted to press forward and really take new ground for the kingdom in Canada. And we've really felt led to start KCBC Canada. The first international satellite location for KCBC. And also we are converting our bookstore, which was down on our ground floor of our office, into a social enterprise cafe to offer employment to men and women coming out of prison. So it's really our prison ministry full circle, so that when the men and women get out, they can come receive mentorship, job skills training, discipleship, and that we can send them out into the workforce to be successful.
God is a rewarder. He is a rewarder. It's impossible to please him without faith because he can't get your attention. You're not connected to him.
Join us for the Sacramento Victory Campaign, March 23rd through March 25th. Register at kcm.org/Sacramento today.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. The word of the Lord came to Brother Copeland for 2023. Put God's word first and make it final authority. We do this by putting God's word in our hearts, through our eyes and ears, and speaking it by faith with our mouths. And as Brother Copeland said today, always be obedient, on call, and ready to respond to his word with faith. Now, to help you learn more, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to sow this free teaching series into your life, and it's called Precious Faith, Precious Promises. You'll learn how to build bold faith that rises up and receives the promises that belong to you. When you commit whatever you do to the Lord, your plans will succeed. Because great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limits. So request your free copy on DVD or MP3 on kcm.org. If you need prayer, call KCM's prayer line. Our prayer ministers are licensed and trained in the Word of God. When you call, they will pray the Scriptures in faith with you. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Join Kenneth Copeland and Pastors George and Terry Pearsons tonight at the Sacramento Victory Campaign, March 23rd through the 25th. You can attend this free event or watch it live online on kcm.org. Remember this: God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.